I'm a high note hitting songbird.
But I'm also a bird watching backpacker.
Oh, wood thrush, 3 o'clock.
Walmart has a wellness side too, with tons of things I need to feel good, from electrolytes to help keep me hydrated to soothing cough drops for after every show.
Oh, man, how about waterproof boots, size 10?
They've got 500 million things online, on the app, and in store.
Really? Who knew? Okay, was that you or the birds?
Check out the wellness side of Walmart today.
This is a real good story about Bronx and his dad, Ryan, real United Airlines customers.
We were returning home, and one of the flight attendants asked Bronx if he wanted to see the flight deck and meet Captain Andrew.
I got to sit in the driver's seat.
I grew up in an aviation family, and seeing Bronx kind of reminded me of myself when I was that age.
That's Andrew, a real United pilot.
These small interactions can shape a kid's future.
It felt like I was the captain.
Allowing my son to see the flight deck will stick with us forever.
That's how good leads the way.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler. Great to have you aboard, whether it's on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, or on the podcast after the live broadcast on Saturday night, December the 27th, where the Packers have fallen to the Ravens by a score of 41-24. The headliner is that Derrick Henry had 4 rushing touchdowns and 216 yards on 36 carries. We can dive into that, and we certainly will when we discuss what exactly happened here tonight, but a pretty bad night on what's been a few weeks full of bad nights. Packers haven't won since they beat Chicago a couple of weeks ago, then lost to Denver, lost to Chicago, and then lost to the Ravens here tonight. The Chicago Bears, by the way, for what it's worth, have clinched the NFC North, so they are the best of a 4-team group, which they will, of course, celebrate as if they've never done it before. I will say this to Bears fans. What you are doing, they are achievements, okay? Be happy you won the division. Be happy you beat the Packers. Be happy you could be the number 2 seed. I always say to our fan bases, save your panic. You know, let's not go off the deep end tonight. We're going to go off the deep end when we lose in the playoffs. So for the Packers or for the Bears, save your joy. It's wide open. There's a lot of good things that could happen to you. But you know what? Maybe not. Maybe it's all going to be joy, and maybe it's just a big party all the way around. So I'm staying off the internet tonight. I've got other gripes. Let's just start with some gripes, you know, and happy holidays, by the way. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. I hope your time was spent well. I'm very upset. I came back with a few extra holiday poundage. Could not stop eating. Had some Happy Place hemp seltzers throughout the day. Very nice. But could not stop eating both after and before the seltzers. So we gained a few LBs. And we're not ecstatic about that. So already mad about that. Mad because I've got a buddy who left the group chat because he's telling me Malik Willis is better than Jordan Love. And I said, that's crazy talk. I can have an opinion. Of course you can. But not that one. That's just a bad opinion. But many people share it. Many people share it. Okay? You guys like Malik Willis better than Jordan Love. I'm going to talk about this here, and I don't want to talk about it the rest of the night. You like Malik Willis because there's design runs for him? Because we're not winning these games. Someone said to me, well, it's more fun to watch him play. We're losing. And I know it's not Malik's fault. He's actually playing quite well. And Malik Willis is good. Malik Willis is good. He's good. To have a backup quarterback like this is, it's a joy. He's good. You guys don't get how good Jordan Love is. He's really good. He's really good. And I'm not gonna go back and forth on this anymore. You want to be wrong, be wrong. Malik Willis could go somewhere and start and play very well. But this is a bunch of people wanting Matt Hasselbeck to start over Brett Favre. That's what this is. People want Matt Hasselbeck to start over Brett Favre. And it's not worth entertaining anymore. It's not just my buddy. It's a bunch of people. Found a love homer. I'm not a love homer. I've got no stake. I've got no stock in Jordan Love. Like, I don't need him to be good. I'm not arguing his case because I have some predetermined take that I gave that I needed to be good. I shit on the draft pick as much as anybody else. I said my main thought on the draft pick at the time, and I'll say it again because I still think it can hold true, is if you're going to do this and it's going to work, you need to win a Super Bowl while you still have Rodgers and then win a Super Bowl with Jordan Love. Or win multiple Super, like, there needs to be two Super Bowls that come out of this. There needs to be a couple Super Bowls that come out of this. There wasn't one with Rodgers, and we fucked him over tonight. The defense not letting him or letting him down. Once again, I saw that tweet. But yeah, man, I'm not into it. I'm not into it. Let's go through some of the comments. I'll throw the link out here in a little bit. There was one other thing I needed to gripe about. Malik Willis. Oh, fuck. Lamar Jackson wearing a cheese grater. First of all, my man, you may not be in the playoffs. And you know if the Ravens are in the playoffs, it's going to be, this is a team that you don't want to face. And then they'll get their fucking ass kicked week one. But this cheese grater thing, I don't mind the cheese grater thing. I don't mind it. Because we have a cheese head. So what do? You try to counteract that. Like the Longhorns, they do, horns up. And then people start doing horns down. I'm not going to be all horns down, wah, 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 can't do that, banning it from stadiums. No, if Packers have a cheese head, you're within your fan right to have a cheese grater. My issue with it is it's been going on for decades. People have worn these hats for a long time. For some reason, it's only like big now because the Bears went and ran with it from a fan base that got pissed about the L flag, which the L flag exists because of the W flag. The cheese grater to the cheese head is the same as the L flag to the W flag. Okay? Now, I understand when the Brewers lose and they're holding an L flag, that's a little more risky than just holding a cheese grater. You're not going to be a Bears... You're not going to be Caleb Williams wearing a cheese grater. And then unless you lose to the Packers in the playoffs, I guess. But I don't think that picture is going to come back to bite you, even though it's just the lack of comprehension. You know, I talked the other day about people being genuine. I think people need to be genuine. Be yourself. Be genuine. Be true to your school, Jan and Dean. But you got to learn how to comprehend. All these arguments, I always waste my time on my phone, ignoring my friends and family. All the arguments, I'm not getting in arguments because I'm right and you're wrong. I'm getting in arguments because I say something and someone can't comprehend what I'm saying because that skill is gone. That skill is gone. Yes, the L flag is a perfect comeback for the W flag. But it is the exact same as a cheese grater is to a cheese head. But that gets to be cool and our thing's lame? No. No. All right. John says these injuries have shown hard to overcome. Yeah, and it's getting annoying. And for that reason, you can probably expect a pretty shit lineup next week against the Vikings. I do not think this team is going to, I don't think they're going to try to win that game. And they're going to finish 9-7-1, and the Vikings are going to finish 9-8 if we lose. And the whole division could actually end up with a winning record. But would you say this is a good division? if the Packers four lost their way into the playoffs, Minnesota's, you know, what's coming with JJ McCarthy, and then Detroit's let down. But Minnesota, if Detroit beat Chicago, they'll be 9-8. Minnesota, if they beat us, they'll be 9-8. We'll be 9-7-1. The seventh seed again. So we keep getting this bullshit seventh seed, which shouldn't exist. It's a 16 playoff, always has been. They add the seventh seed, and the Packers keep getting it. This is like with Ryan Day. With Ryan Day, if the college football playoff was a 14 playoff and he lost to Michigan, he would have been fired. But it's a 12-team playoff. They made the playoff. He won the national championship. He's revered. Matt LaFleur could be looking at not having made the playoffs each of the last 3 years. And so everybody that wants to tell me Matt LaFleur is this great coach. Oh, look at his regular season record. Again, a lot of that was with Rodgers. And this doesn't need to be LaFleur bashing night again, because there's some things that he has improved upon, but there's also some injuries that are, you know, holding him back. But if you're going to be the seventh seed the last 3 years, essentially Matt LaFleur has not been to the playoffs without Aaron Rodgers. Okay? So how good of a coach is he really, if you're going to keep being the seventh seed? And I know it's expanded, but it's bailing his ass out the same way Ryan Day was bailed. I think that's a pretty good take. I'm going to make sure I get that one out there. Buckshot Bobby, Willis is lights out, but Henry had a career day. Defense has sucked ever since losing Micah. Yeah, we say that Micah Parsons can't stop the run. We don't. Some people do, but no Micah Parsons, and the Ravens ran for, what was the total yardage that they had? Rushing 307 yards. Great. That's 5.8 yards a carry. Tyler Huntley ran when he needed to. Keaton Mitchell, I love him. And Derrick Henry just, I mean, who did he send into space? Valentine on that one play? Goodness gracious. I don't know how Halfley can defend the run moving forward with the bodies he has. It's a couple things here. So maybe you don't have to worry about Halfley being a coach anymore, a head coach. But they are hurt. Like, this is, you know, these guys are, there's nobody to play. There's nobody to stop them. They're already pulling guys off the practice squad from other teams. And that's not an excuse. But these are patchwork guys that are coming together and playing for this team. Jake, no panic needed. For all intents and purposes, the season ended when Micah went down. Felt that way. Team needs a soft rebuild. LaFleur or Love can't do both. Need to rebuild both lines and sign or draft five new corners. Jerry says, go Bucks. Watch the end of that Bucks game tonight, too. First of all, the Bucks game against the Grizzlies. Thank God Giannis is back, because this team is unwatchable. They are unwatchable without him. Unwatchable. The way they do not get defensive rebounds, like, they will have the ball in their hand and just, like, drop it or give it to a guy. So thank God Giannis is back. And Giannis comes back tonight, throws down a dunk when the game is over, thought he hurt himself on that dunk, and then the Bulls want to fight him. And I was like, Giannis throws down the dunk, which he probably shouldn't have done, but hey, look, you're trying to fucking fire up my team. We suck. And then Vukovic is like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. And then Kobe White's like, why did you do that? Like, Giannis, maybe Giannis shouldn't have done it, but the Bulls, they don't need to be like, meh. I got to watch what I say tonight. I got to watch what I say. You never know what future job makers are going to be watching this, and my whole career is going to, because of a 10-minute interval, my whole career is going to go to shit. Yeah, I got to watch what I say. I got to make sure I thank enough people. I got to watch what I say. Packers are 3-0. Wrong. Packers are 0-3 this year in games where they don't punt. They need to get their best player on the field more. And I believe the rest of the league is 8-0. Because the stat was 8-0, but 0-2 for the Packers. So the Packers did not punt tonight. They are now 0-3 in the games where they did not punt. I will throw the link out if you want to join. Remember, we are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. You've got your gummies, your tinctures, your seltzers. Man, I take two of those 20s right now and put them in my water mug and just, but I'm not going to really feel it tonight because I'm going right to bed after this. Barty tired. Barty need to fast. Barty put on holiday weight. Barty talking third person. None of those things are good. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order at HappyPlaceHemp.com. Thank you for being with me live here or otherwise on the Into the Winklerverse YouTube page, the Dan Shaney YouTube page. You can also throughout the week leave a voicemail. Our Carl's Place voicemail line has never gone away. 402-915-BART, 402-915-2278. All right, a lot more comments that have come in here that I want to get to. I think the my main gripes are regarding the cheese grater. That was a big one. And the Jordan Love stuff.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Suffering from dry, tired, irritated eyes? Don't let dry eyes win. Use Systane Pro. It hydrates, restores, and protects dry eyes for up to 12 hours. Systane Pro, triple action dry eye relief.
Praz, couldn't agree more as a Bear fan. NFC field is too wide open. They need the bye to stay alive past wild card weekend. I don't think that the Bears will make it to the Super Bowl, but I do think that is a... it's in play. I think the way they've been winning in the regular season is good for the regular season. It will catch up with you in the playoffs. That's what I think. I would not take them to win the Super Bowl. But if you're a Bears fan, why not us? You know, I think I still like the Rams. You know, weirdly enough, the 49ers either get in the playoffs or they go to the NFC Championship game. So we'll see how that game goes Sunday night between the Bears and Niners. Our team's going to show each other too much. Could be interesting there with the West still up for grabs. But that should be, I'm curious to know how that one is going to go. All right, what else do we got here? Joanne, I prefer Love. Oh, me too, because he's better. Because he's better. Bucky Boyd, season ended in Denver. And it probably did. The season probably did end in Denver. Now, that doesn't mean, because here's what's going to happen. I talked about this the other day with Paul and Grant, and I've been explaining what this cycle is. If we say, like, in Denver, okay, Micah Parsons goes down, Packers lose. They lose some other bodies. Watson's hurt at the time. He played great tonight. But they lose some bodies, and you're like, oh, my God, season's over. Because you just lost Micah Parsons. And now you could, I mean, you'd see what the defense looks like without him. So then you're not being overly negative. You're just like, oh, I mean, how are we supposed, we don't have the right. And then you're going to get this cycle where you're too negative, whatever. I believe in the Packers. Well, why? Why? Yes, the Packers could also win the Super Bowl. But just like I wouldn't bet on the Bears to do it, I wouldn't bet on the Packers to do it either. They can win the Super Bowl because they're going to be in. But they've lost three in a row. They can't stop anybody. That first Ravens drive was 8 minutes. And Derrick Henry, they probably could have beat us worse. There were some drives they didn't give the ball to Derrick Henry at all. If you just give every handoff and on every play go to Derrick Henry. Who's to say they wouldn't have dominated us even more? I don't know. Wisconsin Sports 24626 season ended as soon as Matt LaFleur chose to run a preseason offense all season long. So like week three or four. Another point I'd like to make on Matt LaFleur. Thanks for the donation as well. Another thing I'd like to say about Matt LaFleur is, because I got this one guy grinding my ass all the time when the Packers win, do I still want LaFleur fired? Do I want Matt LaFleur fired right now? Do I want Matt LaFleur fired right now? Right this very second, no, I don't think Matt LaFleur should be fired. Earlier in the season, if things were getting away from them and they had lost, let's say, to the Giants, then you fire Matt LaFleur, perhaps, and try to make something happen, okay? Now we're to the point where we've always been, which is if they go into the playoffs and lose early again, at some point, yes, Matt LaFleur is going to get fired, and it's a different situation for him because he is a lame duck. So they didn't get those extensions. Goody, you know, Goody could be on the hot seat too. They didn't get those extensions. So I think a lot of people will hear someone go, Matt LaFleur should be fired, and think that that person is so stupid in the moment for having this opinion, when this is like a broader thing. See, this is the problem, the comprehension aspect of it. But thanks for the question. Maddie is joining the program. It looks like from a garage.
Yeah, you know, kids are inside, got to be quiet. So I figured I'd join in. And the long-time listener, first.
Garage Wi-Fi's a little spotty on my end. And you've frozen on my end. Chat, is Maddie frozen for other people or not?
Hold
chat.
On.
Oh, yeah, you'll get there. I'm not leaving you, so whenever you figure that out, that'll be good. Jake, in the meantime, Jake, $4.99 donation for the Winkler versus Milwaukee Pro Soccer tailgate outing. Tailgate outing. Yeah, I don't think I can. Well, I don't know. There's nothing to comment. All right, Maddie, I think I got you.
Better or worse?
I hear you.
Oh, you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Hold on.
No, I mean, I can see it. It's just choppy. But if you just want to share your thoughts, that's good.
I don't know. Overall thoughts. I mean, after last week, it was more just kind of like, okay, well, you know, the Lions ended up losing, so we'll take that. And this week it was more just, okay, try not to get injured and move on and then get healthy and then restart the whole season for the playoffs. That's kind of my whole view on it. So
do you have any optimism going into the playoffs, or do you feel like we'll be back here in a couple of weeks talking about offseason? Because that's just how it's trending.
Oh, for sure. Back here in a couple of weeks into the offseason. I very much a realist like you are on that front. So probably, hey, maybe we sneak out a win against the Bears, but, you know, for the rest after that, probably not. So it's kind of nice in a way to kind of think or be back in that area of no expectations compared to what it was 3 weeks ago before all the injuries happened. Before that, yeah, it was Super Bowl bound, but now it is fully no expectations to see what happens. I do not, unfortunately, I do not believe that LaFleur will get fired. That's just the way the Packers operate. So, you know, I don't know if I'd enjoy seeing LaFleur being fired, but 7 years is 7 years, man. Like, over time, it's just kind of trend. So I think it'll kind of be that way. So,
yeah, and what I said earlier, if there wasn't a seven seed, Matt LaFleur so far would not have made the postseason in a year without Aaron Rodgers, which is.
Yep. Yeah, it's very, very much so that those are the numbers right there. So, but yeah, I am in my garage, and if my phone dies, I do apologize.
Well, you're still frozen, so I am going to bid you adieu.
All right. Next time I'll get better Wi-Fi for you, Bart.
I appreciate you coming into the Winklerverse, and I'm always up for a garage hang.
Same here. Thanks, right, buddy.
Thanks, Matty.
Yep.
We got a picture to use of him should we ever like need a still, because that was there for quite a bit. Ben, seconding Jake's motion for some kind of tailgate. The tailgate's happening. And that's something I'm going to attack probably this week or next. So there's a lot of like podcast things I need to attack over the next, because this is, I mean, remember when I first started this and I was like, this is not my job. This is my job now. This is what I'm doing. I still haven't looked anywhere. Somebody asked me, oh, my grandma. She's like, have you looked for other jobs? I go, grandma, I kind of think people should be looking for me. Which she's like, oh, okay. That's one way to look at it. Is anyone? No, grandma. I think I have overshot and overplayed my hand in that regard. All right. Some more comments. I'm shocked Loved is getting hate when he didn't even play, from Lisa. Well, because you see Malik Willis, and the sentiment is, and Tom's got some of this, Willis can lead the team to a number 7 seed just as good as Love and for a lot cheaper. You guys that want Malik Willis for cheaper, what is cheap to you? So Malik Willis is going to get paid, and he's going to get paid $25 to $30 million. So if we move on from Jordan Love, there's a dead cap of some kind, and then you're paying still. So you're saving $20 million for Malik Willis. Okay. And then he plays well for 2 years, and then you are extending him, and now you're up to $55 million. You've already got a guy who's better. Just keep that guy. This is what quarterbacks make. How about that run defense? Yeah, it's terrible. Next. Ben.
Oh, hey.
What's up?
What's up, Bart?
Who we got with you?
This is my brother, Brian.
Nice to meet you.
What's up, Brian? That looks very homey in front of the tree or the fireplace.
Yeah, the fireplace. All right. I hate Keyshawn Nixon. I said it.
Yeah,
Keyshawn Nixon is the worst corner in the entire league. I saw a stat that when a quarterback is targeting or see that he's guarding, their QB rating is in the 150s. We need to cut him and work on our cornerback room for the entire next season.
Yeah, he sucks.
Pretty good stat.
I'm down with that. What do you think, Ben? You guys are kind of choppy too. What do you think?
Okay, I was going to ask if our reception was bad. We're in the North Woods, so we don't have great reception.
I can hear you, just the video is...
Okay, what do I got? Listening to the game is tough with Wayne Larrabee. Be better to have a little Bart play-by-play.
I'm not doing that.
Willis is good.
Yeah,
I don't have a lot to take away from the game. They came into our house and took it to us. It was embarrassing, and our Super Bowl is playing the Bears in the playoffs. Hopefully we get the win and don't have to listen to them for 365 days of next year. Okay, just like we beat the Cubs.
Look, I was going to bring that up because we're at the point now, and I think I was at the point with the Brewers where once they were scheduled against the Cubs, like, I know it's little brother of me, I guess, but we're never going to win a World Series, so that's different. We needed to beat the Cubs, and that was my World Series. I had a letdown after the Dodgers. It seemed like the Brewers did. It seemed like the crowds there did. And now, if we get into this situation where the Packers stink, and it's going to be like, okay, as long as we beat the Bears, but in that case, I would rather just lose so that we have some sort of change. I don't. If we get to the point,
then we get a big change. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. If it's like, oh, just beat the Bears, and then, but then I just if we're gonna beat the Bears and lose, just rip the Band-Aid off.
So you'd rather lose to the Bears. You'd rather lose to the Bears and listen to Bears fans than come back with the same cast of characters on the Packers?
Because it'll at least kick our ass in the gear.
Yeah, it's tough. That's harder than Micah Parsons not being injured or a quarterback being injured.
To be clear, I don't want to lose to the Bears, but I also don't want to. I don't want to relive 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago or last week. Put everything into that game. Win. I don't want to redo how the playoffs went in baseball. I just don't want to do that again.
I get that. Yeah. We agree over here.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you go too, but thanks for chiming in. I hope the family's doing well. You guys look like you have a nice Hallmark backdrop there.
Yeah.
Thought you'd appreciate it. Thank you, Bart. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
See you guys. Gets his brother on to shit all over Keyshawn Nixon. I like Jordan Love, but he's not worth $55 million a year. Who is? This is like what you paid. Why are you guys so bent up? Like, where are you guys? Why is it your pocketbook? Why is it your checkbook? Oh, they paid Jordan Love $55 million. They're not going to be able to afford to do anything else. 8 months later, Packers trade for Micah Parsons and sign him to massive deal. What are they not doing because of Jordan Love's contract? I need your eyeballs. I need your brain. I need to understand the way you see this because I just do not. And it's not worth talking about it. A team offers a top 15 pick for Love. Do you do it? No. No, 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 no.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/special offer. Terms apply.
I'm a high note hitting songbird,
but I'm also a bird watching backpacker.
Oh, wood thrush, 3 o'clock.
Walmart has a wellness side too, with tons of things I need to feel good, from electrolytes to help keep me hydrated to soothing cough drops for after every show.
Oh, man, how about waterproof boots, size 10?
They've got 500 million things online, on the app, and in store.
Really? Who knew? Okay, was that you or the birds?
Check out the wellness side of Walmart today.
Apathetic Jake.
What's up? I would not take a top 15 pick for Jordan Love, but I did have a thing that went in my head, like, let's say Malik is willing to re-sign on a really reasonable deal, and then like Cleveland offers you Myles Garrett. Maybe I'm thinking about it. I still don't think I do it, but I at least pause.
I don't even think that we're like in the stratosphere or vicinity where these conversations should even be happening. I'm wasting everybody's time indulging it.
I think, well, the season's over, so I think this is generally what's going to happen is people just start doing hypotheticals and, you know, it's a fun thought exercise. How was your Christmas, Bart?
Good. You know, when you have children, you see it through their eyes.
For sure.
And there was a lot of excitement Christmas morning in the house. Just a good time. Got to see the family, most of them, and yeah, it was a good Christmas. And I was reminding everybody that that I was with that I'm not unemployed. Okay, my contract is terminated Sunday, so I was on vacation last week. Right now is my weekend, and come Monday, then I'm unemployed. But right now, I'm still a full-time salaried employee.
I like it. You got it on a technicality, but I like it. And you're your own boss, so you're never unemployed. What did you get any good gifts?
Did I?
Yeah.
I got a new chair to sit in my pod.
Okay. So a functional gift. That's good.
I got some gift cards. I'm going to buy a new microphone.
Okay.
I got the Bradley Center shirt that I shared online.
That was pretty dope.
I got a I voted for Kodo shirt that I'll wear for political gatherings and 4th of July.
Kodo?
Kodos. It's from Simpsons.
Oh, that's right. Don't blame me. I voted for Kodos. That's right.
Yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, that's nice. It seems like I'm big on functional gifts, so it goes right back into the pod. That's all good. They're all bit related.
Yeah, you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it was good. I guess, you know, the kids are always wacky and wild. Let me ask you this. How is your, like, in-laws? You get along with them?
Yeah, very well.
Yeah. So we have, what are we up to, 23?
Although brother-in-law shows up with a Caleb Williams jersey.
Okay, so he's asking for it, like.
But he said, I wore this last year, and he did.
Well, on my in-law side, I think 22 grandchildren, is it? 23, 22 or 23 grandkids. So, like, it's just pandemonium there.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get off of this. Let me ask you a question. Because I was posed this question. I was posed about the Bears. I guess root for the Bears now because we have a better chance going to Chicago and trying to win a game than going to San Francisco. So we're talking about the Sunday night game. So would you rather go to Chicago or would you rather go to San Francisco? My response to that is que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. I'm not rooting for anything. I do not care where the decks and the chips fall. The Packers are going to be a shitty 7 seed again. They're going to go play somewhere. Whatever happens, happens. I can't. They're not good enough for me to care about that.
Yeah, well, I would say I do want to play Chicago because they are pretenders. They are frauds. And I want to be, you know, our crappy team to be the one that exposes that.
Yeah. What?
Wait, are you get into the Happy Place Hemp a little early tonight or what?
No, I got into a lot of Christmas. Not today, though.
I don't blame you.
Today's got to be a body recovery day.
Sure, sure.
I don't even get into the sweets. I just...
No? I went crazy on the cookies and stuff this year.
I don't have that much of a sweet tooth. I have a lot of a, like, if I can dip something into something tooth.
Mm.
So, like, chips and buffalo dip, you know, bread and, you know, the dip. Like at Thanksgiving, it was taking turkey and just dipping it into the vat of gravy.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, so my in-laws make, what are the dumplings made out of? They make these dumplings that are like the size of a softball. And then you put the gravy on them and it's just, it's so much carb goodness. I think I had like three of those too. Oh.
But my weight really does determine my mood. And right now the bench is 192. So if I'm under 192, I'm very happy. If I'm over 192, I'm at 195 today.
It could be walk weight. I mean, that's a rounding error. Just stay away from the Ozempic. That stuff, you know, it'll kill you.
I have not done any of those. But even my face looks puffy today.
You know what's funny about Ozempic?
This looks like Packers beat the Cowboys, Bart.
Sure. Or Denver, Bart. You know what's funny about Ozempic is I find that a lot of people that are like, you shouldn't get the vaccine because you don't know the long-term effects.
Jake, can we go back on the Packers?
I thought you would appreciate that. They're the ones with the gaunt faces from the Ozempic.
Do you want to share? Do you want to be with as I read some comments?
Yeah. Let's go through them. It'll be fun.
All right. Eric says, also, Jacob shit the bed. Josh Jacobs was 4 for 3 tonight and had a catch for none yards.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure the way that that deal was structured, it was pretty much a 2-year deal. So if they want to cut him in the offseason, they can.
How do you like my tweet from before, or my thought from before? If there wasn't a 7 seed, Matt LaFleur would have not yet made the postseason in a year where he didn't have Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, is that factually true?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
they've been the 7. They were the 7 when they went to Dallas.
I'm not going to be the guy to defend LaFleur, so, you know, preaching the choir there.
They were the 7 last year. And they're the 7 this year, probably.
It's an interesting thought exercise, too, like Ben was talking about it. If I could pick, LaFleur is gone next year, or we beat Chicago in the first round and probably get annihilated in the second round. Like, that's a tough one. I don't know what I'm taking.
Well, I don't want to lose to the Bears, but I also, I put a lot into that. Like, I personally put a lot of myself into Brewers Cubs.
Sure.
We all. Now, I guess that was over. What'd you say?
I think we all did. I think we all lost years of our lives just that week and a half.
Travis says Bucks in 6. Did you see any of that game tonight?
I only saw the highlight of Giannis windmilling up like a left.
And then I thought he was hurt.
Well,
he windmills a dunk and then he's like grabbing it. I'm like, come on.
He does that a lot, though. He does a lot of stupid stuff. Do you remember when he tried to get the triple-double by doing the Ricky Davis and throwing the ball off the rim on his own hoop? Like,
yeah,
I'm not a fan of that.
Charlie says, half draw out of shotgun on 4th and inches is a microcosm of LaFleur's ineptness this entire season. And we're wrong, Jake, for wanting to move on from LaFleur, because we cannot immediately answer the question, well, then who would you hire?
Right. That's what I always get in my group chat, too, as if I just study NFL, you know, assistant coaches and what scheme they're going to bring in to match the current crop of players and all that. But, yeah, that call, I actually laughed because every time I think he can't, he will out LaFleur himself. Just rushes to the line for 3rd and inches, gets stuffed, and then calls the shotgun play. There's a lot of that tonight. Like, I thought Nate Hobbs – it was a good microcosm for his season where he drops a pick and then comes up lame and is hurt. Like, yeah, that was your entire tenure as a Packer. Disastrous offseason signings for Gutekunst, who, by the way, should not be let off the hook. And I've been a Goody guy. Banks, Hobbs, just awful, awful players that seem like they're actively hurting Green Bay when they're on the field.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about Goody, because if I'm so focused on LaFleur that if you get rid of Goody – or if you get rid of LaFleur, you bring another coach in. Does he hire him? Does that give Goody another, like, you're basically, if you get a new coach and you're extending Goody to be with the coach.
I do think there's some money.
But then if you fire them both, do you bring in a package somewhere, or do you put two strangers and make them work together?
I do think there's a bit of money ball going on where it's like, Gutekunst has built particularly offense a certain way. And it's like LaFleur is like, well, I don't care. I'm playing the guys my way. And it's like, no. This is only going to work if you do it this way. And it is just, it's an odd structure where Gutekunst doesn't have a say who the head coach is. I don't know if any other team has it set up that way where the GM does not take autonomy over the head coach. I don't like that. So either way, I heard a rumor that they were going to try to change that this offseason. But I don't know. If they're going to make a break, I almost would say just kind of clean house and start with something new. I'd love to see a more, if they're going to get a new head coach, they never go defensive guy, you know, but maybe it's time to do a switch up, time to change culture a little bit.
Wisconsin Sports 24626 wish the Lions would have won out and Packers lose next week. So he doesn't even want the Packers to be in the playoffs. Because remember, if the Lions don't have 6 turnovers and somehow lose that game, the Packers lose tonight. That means the Packers would have to win, or the Lions would have to lose next week. I'm sure the Lions and Bears would love to, you know, coalesce together, and the Bears are like, all right, we'll throw it, fuck it, so the Packers don't get in. And then the Packers would have to beat the Vikings with Malik Willis, maybe, with Clayton Tune. Is Jordan Love going to be back? Like, We do not know. I don't think. I think they're resting guys next week. I don't think they're playing guys. Yeah. I don't think. And I saw somebody say, oh, this is just the kind of loss that LaFleur is going to be motivated to get his starters in there next week so that they come in hot. You're not coming in hot no matter what. The last thing you want to do is put your starters in there and then fucking lose to Minnesota with number nine going all over your ass. So just don't play anybody and see what happens because you're not – there's nothing you can – I don't think there's any – I believe in momentum to an extent, but I don't think there's anything you can do that's going to be worth it if you play these guys next week.
I think where my last straw with LaFleur was last year going into the Chicago game. And I mean, they had nothing to play for that. And he played the starters and he cost Christian Watson his end of his season, cost him a bunch of money long-term, might have cost him some ability by playing him on that horrific Soldier Field turf. And, you know, this week, same thing. Like there's nothing to be gained. And here's the other thing that I worry about is you know, going into Minnesota, like, what do they have to lose? Like, guys could do like a bounty gate thing where they're going to be playing dirty or doing stupid crap. Like, I just don't trust it. It's time for a tune up, huh? Huh?
A Clayton tune up?
Yeah.
Ben, he's back to say we cooked the Bears in the 2-7 matchup.
Absolutely.
Unless. Get me off Saturday night, man. Give me a Sunday game. Get me off Saturday night.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of basically any game other than Sunday at noon. I think every game should
other
be
a than game. I can't think of one right now. Oh yeah, maybe I can. Saturday, Tremont Williams against Atlanta was Saturday night.
Was that?
Was the snow globe game Saturday night? That might have been a Sunday.
No, the Seattle one.
Yeah.
I think that was a Saturday.
Was one of the Seattle game. Al Harris, was that?
Yeah, Al Harris was the Saturday game. We want the ball. We're going to score.
Because I equate Saturday with going to San Francisco and losing. Yeah. And now, because that's always a Saturday night. Packers-Niners is always Saturday night. And then the Bears was Saturday night. Now we're at Saturday night again. All these Saturday night games.
I also equate the sound of, I think, was it NBC's? I equate that with the Packers losing. Like, I just think of the Packers losing when I hear that sound. You know, like, when you're a kid, you would hear the MASH song come on when the reruns would come on at night, and it was like, oh, that means it's bedtime. When you hear that song, it's like, oh, we just got our ass kicked. Cool.
Kevin says, Packers' only mission should be going into Chicago and ending their fans' dream season. I don't care if they win 9-3 and then lose 45-0 the next week. Do it. What other part of that movie does anyone remember other than do it? I don't remember any other part of that movie. I know I liked it, Starsky and Hutch.
I liked the cocaine scene. That was funny.
I don't remember any of it. Just more. The New York Giants just fired Jeff Hafley. Yeah.
Definitely a rough game for his future prospects. But, I mean, I don't know. They just don't have the bodies.
You said, I like Wayne. Imagine watching CHTV.
Yeah, you ever see the highlights of that? It's the cringiest thing I've ever seen.
I don't mind those guys during a game. Well, I love Nags, but I don't mind watching those guys during a game. You know what? Give Matt Ramage a try. I like that guy.
He seems fun.
Ramage is just out there. He's just making content for the love of the game and the love of the team. You're gonna have to shoot me dead and have AI come out to get me to say a bad thing about him. Let's see what else.
Unless he was on the Epstein plane.
I think his trip to New York was the first time he's ever on a plane. That's what he said. So, you know.
Well, good for Matt.
How did we lose allowing 41 points and we think of Jordan Love in a game we didn't play in? Millbucks 226. Well, that's a great question. because Malik Willis, whenever he does something, non let the ball hit him in the face, people instinctually think, because here it's very simple to have your backup quarterback come in and say, wow, that was a great play. Or this has been a really nice game that he's had. And he's got some runs, like the one run he had where he evaded three tackles. Malik Willis played very well. It is possible to have those thoughts independent of thinking of the guy he's backing up. It is possible. It is not possible for this fan base to do it.
Well, I don't know why. A couple things. When things aren't going well, the most popular guy on the team is the backup quarterback, whether or not it's the quarterback.
We're not winning these games, by the way.
Correct. But he's looked amazing, you know, to give him. And it's not like, oh, he looked pretty good. He looked really, really good tonight. And I do think it's kind of wild that there's.
I don't know if he's better than Love, but he's more fun to watch. We are losing.
Sure, sure.
What do you want out of life?
There's 8 billion people on this planet, and there's not 32 good quarterbacks. But I do think he's, you know, probably one of the 20 to 25 best quarterbacks on the planet. So he deserves to be a starter next year. I think it's going to be Minnesota, personally.
Season's over. Meanwhile, we'll be favored in Chicago. We're not going to be favored. The Packers in Chicago are going to be 3.5-point dogs. Yeah.
I'll take your word on it, man.
Do I miss Mr. Positive? I do. I miss everybody. I miss having a show.
Yeah, we need some Radio Bart to give us a Bartometer. Top 10 Christmas traditions. That's what I want to hear in my sports talk radio.
Hey, what do you think the best Christmas song is? Let's do 3 segments on that.
Well, and remember, Jake, in radio, you don't need to think about your next segment or your listeners or what benefits them. You need to think about, is a future employer potentially listening to this?
Oh, God.
Will they be upset about what I say? We could. I mean, the Bucks play tonight. This could turn into an old-fashioned Bucks post game if anybody's down for that.
If anybody watched, I didn't know Giannis was playing tonight, so I would have watched if I knew that.
I watched, we went back and forth because I was putting my kid to bed during the game and I let him watch the game until he gets tired. But he likes basketball more than football, so he wanted to keep going to the Bucks. And he's like, you want to watch Bucks. I go, they play more. He doesn't quite understand that yet.
Sure.
Well, and like, we watched them lose last night to the Grizzlies. You watched that whole shitty game.
Yeah, they're pretty unwatchable without Giannis. It's bad.
At least I don't have to see that crap about how great LaFloozer is in December.
I like it.
From Winning Gambler. 66NNYE. Packers aren't worth the effort to fan. Is this show called Jake and the Fat Man? God damn it. I lost 40 pounds.
That was funny though. Like, that was good. Well done.
I'll lose 3 pounds and I'll look like I'm sick.
Well, that's the bummer of it. You can't lose it where you want to, you know?
Because it's all in my face or my gut. Would you trade Jordan Love to keep Giannis on the Bucks? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're never winning again with or without him.
Yeah, but I don't know. He is the franchise, man.
Bart, you nailed this whole season. Yes, I did. Thank you. Thank you. Would you give KC a second and fourth for Trent McDuffie?
I mean, it's just too specific.
Yeah. What do you think this is? A sports show?
Is Paul Emig? Did Paul send that? Like,
Paul's at AEW tonight.
Is he? God, why is he an AEW guy? He's too smart for that.
Who won? Did they do the main event yet?
I don't know. All I saw is a clip of Jon Moxley pile driving a guy on his fucking head and neck and almost killing him. And
everybody going crazy for it.
They got MJF working like he's Brock Lesnar's schedule.
Yeah, he's got to get over to the E. He's just, I mean, he's wasting his time over there.
All right, what else do we got from you guys? I'd pop on, but Jake makes me look like an ugly motherfucker. Wow, Jake.
Hey, Bobby, these are men
saying that about you.
DM me, buddy. I mean,
Ben, do you have to lose in embarrassing fashion?
Keep it coming.
Ben's enjoying those times, those drinks at the Northwoods tonight.
I'm a pun guy.
Yeah. All right. I think we're good here.
That's the best ending ever.
Chuck Freeman's son.
Oh, man. Don't do Paul like that. I can see it, though, actually. You know what? I can kind of see it a little bit. Other than,
I could see maybe, nephew.
Yeah, well, just, kind of looks-wise, you know? A little bit. And, maybe the tone of voice, but, Paul's a really smart guy. So, you know, that's where it ends.
Oh, Maddie wants to try to get back on again. He said, just spoke to you. Not sure how I got on. Too many garage beers. How the hell? I'll put the link up one more time. Otherwise, I'm going to wrap that up. How long ago did I do that WISN segment? The one tonight? I taped something with Dario at 1:30 this afternoon from a hotel in Fond du Lac.
Let me ask you this, Bart. Have you ever regifted anything to anyone? And would you be offended if someone regifted something to you?
People like that one.
That was good.
Yeah. That was a good
one. I like the old school stuff.
Yeah. Maddie, we'll try another time. I'm gonna go.
Also,
they played
by
it
the way,
5 minutes ago. They played it 5 minutes ago. That was previewing the Ravens game.
It's good timing.
They played it 5 minutes ago.
By the way, Bart, those old videos that you post, and maybe some other people can chime in on this. You somehow look 30 years younger and 30 years older in those videos at the same time.
It's the face.
I'm trying to backhandedly tell you that you're aging gracefully, you know.
What about my crow's feet?
Nah, but I think, you know, the beard combo, it's a better look for you. All right, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you segue into a true ending for this.
All right, I'm going to let you all go. So next week, we do not know when the Packers will play yet. I would assume that it will be on Sunday at noon. Because there's going to be a couple Saturday games next week. I think they do the same Saturday schedule where they do two games. And those games have typically had something on the line, but not something crazy on the line. So we won't, they might come out with the schedule tomorrow night. And I don't know if anybody is just crazy to know when the Packers play in week 18 or not. They're in Minnesota again. I would think. So what games matter next week? Colts are out of the playoffs. They play the Texans. Panthers and Buccaneers will be a big game. And the Ravens could play the Steelers. Well, they will play the Steelers, but if the Steelers lose, that will be for the AFC North. So my guess would be and the Steelers have the Browns. I don't think they're going to lose. Oh, Maddie figured it out. You're back. What's up? Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I can kind of, it's a little better. What's up? What do you got to get? What do you need back? What do you need?
I just, what I missed other than other than LaFleur sucks.
Oh, yeah. Wherever you are now is like worse than your garage.
Just checking in. I heard LaFleur sucks. LaFleur sucks. See you later. LaFleur sucks. So that's what I've heard.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what we're saying now here, too. Matt, I'm going to have to try with you next week. It's glitching again.
God damn it. All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Take the AOL CD out of your drive. Call up Spectrum and get real internet. And we'll do it next week.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
But man, I do appreciate you trying twice, and I appreciate a new face. So thank you.
Hey, man.
But let's try it next week or another time.
Sounds good. Thanks, bro.
Okay. Maddie. Good effort from Maddie. And he put his name, Maddie Sucks. Maddie does not suck. So what I was saying is I think that if that's the case, AFC North Championship game will be Sunday night, and Panthers and Buccaneers might be Saturday night for the NFC South. Seahawks and Niners is also a big game. Yeah, we're playing at noon. We're not – unless there's like some 7 or 6 seed potential, we might play at 3:25. Who cares? We're gonna have Clayton Tune as our quarterback. Yikes. All right. Hope you guys had a good holiday. Yes, everyone. Anyone's able to sign in, Ike. It's okay. You tune in whenever. You could tag me on AOL at Winkobot, WinkoBot. You can find me at Bart Winkler or Bart Winkler Show. I'll have new episodes this week. As always, thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
I'm a high note hitting songbird,
but I'm also a bird watching backpacker.
Oh, wood thrush, 3 o'clock.
Walmart has a wellness side too, with tons of things I need to feel good, from electrolytes to help keep me hydrated to soothing cough drops for after every show.
Oh, man. How about waterproof boots? Size 10?
They've got 500 million things online, on the app, and in store.
Really? Who knew?
Okay, was that you or the birds?
Check out the wellness side of Walmart today.